Welcome back to your Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Still here with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, and it's Valentine's Day. And Kevin, I'm just wondering, a lot of Valentine's Day, do schools still do like the Valentine's and the candies and all that stuff?
They will have their Valentine's get-togethers, especially in the elementary schools. They do it towards the end of the day, for obvious reasons, but sometimes if they overindulge in the sweets, tummies get upset. And
a little hyper.
A little bit hyper, so that's towards the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, at Rock Creek at the junior senior high, being a little bit more rural, it's different than if you're an in-town type of school where you have a lot of flower deliveries and such. They'll have a few deliveries, but it's not overwhelming like some other schools I've been in where you've got to basically take over a conference room or two to store all the flowers that kids are sending one another. So it's much more restrained, I guess, out where our junior senior high is. Their Stucco group is doing a crush sale. So if someone wants to leave a special message for another student or for a teacher or whatever, that they appreciate them, secret crush, whatever, they'll sell a pop and a candy bar, I think, and then have it delivered at some point during one of the non-instructional times.
I'm sure, especially for elementary schools, some of those teachers' desks probably just look like floral arrangements.
Yeah. There's a lot of chocolate exchange that day. And the special days in school are the days that kiddos remember. And you don't want to take those things away. You know, people might say that they're a waste of time, they're non-educational, but it's part of that social skill. It's where we learn to fit into society and know what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. And, I mean, they're just good days.
I was thinking back at remembering back when I was in elementary school, and I went to kind of a rural school. I went to Winfield, a bigger school than like the Rock Creek School District, but the elementary school I went to was just kind of out city limits a little bit. It was a little kind of country school, and I remember Valentine's Day with all the candies, all the cool Valentines. I think I would always get some comic book Valentines that I would give to my friends and all the candies. It was fun. It was fun. I'm glad that's still going on out in the area. Looking at some business with Rock Creek School District, got a special board meeting coming up.
We do have. We have a special board meeting that we had to call. It'll be tomorrow, Thursday at noon. And it just has to do with some of the formalities of our bond project. We have to have a credit rating that will go out to any potential bond buyers, and that credit rating is a fairly substantial cost, so we just need board approval in order to get that ball rolling. And right now we are scheduled to hopefully open our bond proposals March 14th, and then the board act on that the evening of March 14th.
And where is that board meeting at?
That special board meeting tomorrow will be down at St. George Elementary in their conference room. It's probably, if things go well and everyone's there on time, it'll be over before 12:05, because it's just a single motion and to get the ball rolling on the credit rating.
And again, remind me on the start time?
Start time's at noon.
At noon. All righty. And you also have some other items. Other business to look out, going to be making a trip for some training.
Yeah, we have four of our early interventionists. One of the areas that we're looking at through our accreditation program to attack our two areas of relevance and relationships as part of our KISA accreditation is student engagement. And the formal training we're doing for student engagement is cooperative learning, and we're actually using Spencer Kagan's model of that. So myself and four teachers are headed out tomorrow, going to catch an airplane in Kansas City about 2 o'clock, and head out for a two-day what's considered real-time coaching training, and be peer-to-peer coaching from teacher to teacher within the classroom to look at student engagement.
And that that trip's in Vegas,
I That understand. Trip is in Vegas. Be my inaugural trip out there. I just looked at the weather. It's going to be 65 out there, and it's supposed to be 65 here when we leave tomorrow. So I'm not sure I'm gaining any heat from point A to point B.
Maybe a little sunnier. Looking at some other things coming up for Rock Creek School District, and Brady Bowman here with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, Tim Winter, Wamego Superintendent, usually with us, but looking at hiring a principal for their middle school out there. A little busy this morning. So
that's what I understand.
So hello to Tim from the studios, and happy Valentine's Day to Tim. Also looking at parent-teacher conferences. You got those coming up.
We have conferences for the elementary schools coming up later this month. We actually, on the 23rd, do have a planned day for our pre-K to 6 teachers to get ready for those conferences, and I think they're doing a few early conferences on that Friday the 23rd, and then conferences follow that next week, and then we have conferences for the junior-senior high coming up in March.
So it's good to have a Valentine's Day week before the parent-teacher conferences, you know, get everybody in good spirits.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, though, like I said, we've got just great students. We've got great teachers at all of our buildings, and it's a pleasure, I think, for our teachers to be able to share with the parents how their kids are doing. If there's concerns, obviously they bring them up, but, you know, if we're being proactive and, you know, vast majority of our teachers are, those contacts are being made well ahead of time if there's concerns. And, you know, said from here, it's all about the kiddos and making sure that we have them ready for success when they leave our doors.
And that's so key, too, just to, again, go on the importance of that participation in parent-teacher conferences, having the parents come out, because it does take everybody.
It does, absolutely. You know, in the conferences, we're looking at making a few changes possibly down the road out at Rock Creek Junior Senior High, and when we become Rock Creek Middle School and into high school, and have some student-led conferences, and having the students let their parents know how they're doing and where their challenges are and where their successes are, and having them really bought into the process also. So there's open dialogue going on with that right now, and we have got a lot of teachers really excited about that possibility.
All right, it's all about communication. It doesn't have to be a day of judgment, necessarily, as it always was for me.
Oh, we don't want them to be gotchas at all. Gotcha right. Conferences are no fun, and they're not productive at all. Someone comes out with hurt feelings, and we really want these to be progressive so our kids can keep improving.
Yeah, there'd be times I'd maybe have to tell my mom, I don't know what assignment he was talking about. I didn't see it.
So, you know, with any luck, we don't have those.
You have better students than I was a student, I'm sure.
We really have very, very good students. I can't say enough positive things about our kids.
Looking at some other things before we wrap up here again, Brady Bowman here with Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. And believe it or not, we'll have to be getting ready for baseball, softball, and all those spring sports.
We do. Up. 2 weeks from this past Monday starts a spring sports season on the Acacia calendar, where they can start their spring sports practices at the high school level. And, you know, we've got a lot of excitement in the air. We had a good softball team last year, and they're looking to just improve. Our baseball team finished third in state last year, and I know they feel like they left something on the table, so they're going to be coming back strong again. Track team's continuing to grow, so, you know, a lot of excitement out there as we kick off the spring sports. Not that we want to look past anything that's still going on winter-wise, but, yeah, a lot of excitement in the air.
And I do remember those runs. Both softball and baseball programs for Rock Creek have had a really good run over the past, you know, more than 1 year. They've been able to sustain it.
They really have. They built quite the tradition, and with tradition comes expectations. And, you know, the kids, I think, wear that expectation with pride. And they don't want to let anybody down. They go out there and give everything they have.
A lot of talent coming back, or were there some key losses?
There are some key losses, obviously, but they've got student athletes waiting in the wings to step in and prove their worth. And I think it'll be a couple exciting ball clubs to watch.
And that's always key when you have a good tradition sustained, is that even when you lose some of those key players, you had the players below them watching, and they were watching good players too. So they had a good example in front of them to learn from.
Yeah, absolutely, they do.
All right, anything else, Kevin, before we let you go?
You know, not that I can think of. Just really want to encourage our parents, you know, if they've got conferences set up, to contact the office if they're not going to make them, so they can get those rescheduled. Come out to any events that we have going on. Between now and the end of the year, we've got almost countless numbers of music programs at the elementaries, you know, performances out at the junior, senior high school to go along with the sporting events. You know, just get involved in the schools and the lifeblood of the community, and we'd love seeing you out there.
Very good. A little something for everybody.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thanks so much for coming in, Kevin. When we come back, we'll have Jim Jeanette of Manhattan Area Technical College on the program. More in focus on the other side of the break.